Welcome to the Great Reset, right? The Agenda 21-2030. I call this a COVID-1984, a plandemic. So
who still thinks this is about the virus or mask?
I don't.
So COVID, what it stands, what it means control, oppress, victimize, isolate, and divide. That's COVID, right?
Together, we are strong.
Divided, we fall. So just remember that. Okay, my thing is, who's going to flatten these curves? My lips are getting frozen, people. Okay, who's going to flatten these curves? Unemployment, bankruptcy, suicide. I had a friend 3 days ago commit suicide, right? Because all locked up, right? And they marked it down as COVID, right? The guy overdosed. Starvation, overdose, domestic abuse, child abuse, closure of small businesses, over 21,000 in BC alone. Businesses shut down for good.
Oh, wow.
A quarter of a million in Canada shut down for good. They're not starting up again, right? Okay, so here's some things I want to fact check. All this government stuff, they love to fact check. Okay, who fact checks Trudeau? You guys corrupt, right? Corrupt to the bone, right? Always has.
Three times.
Who fact checks Dr. Tam, right? We got information on her, right? They're trying to get rid of her Wikipedia, right?
Yep.
I should say Mr. Tam.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Who fact checks
Bonnie, right? And I want to add a little something here. They all have ties to who? The World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay. Who fact checks these PCR tests, right? The guy who invented it, Kerry Wallace, they weren't designed for this, and it's only designed for a 35.
Good luck with the word.
Cycle for 35 times. You do it more, hey, you can fudge the numbers, and that's what they're doing
just
to us right now.
Mm-hmm. Not standard.
And remember, folks, no job, no debt, no property, no worry. That's what Agenda 21, Agenda 21 is about that. You're going to have nothing.
The slogan is, you will own nothing, you will have no privacy, you will never be happier.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
But the BC government thinks it makes sense to shut down the province, kill small business, delay needed medical treatments, close schools, force healthy children to wear masks, ban home gatherings of family and friends, close churches, force people to line up outside post offices and stand around in the cold wasting their time because 5 people died of COVID in BC outside of the nursing homes. And of course, that's assuming that they really died of COVID. We don't know. The vast majority of COVID-related deaths, as we all know by now, are the elderly in long-term care. They are our most vulnerable population in BC, other than the pre-born.
I don't know if you heard this, but the greatest threat to every society, the greatest enemy in any society, are human beings that believe and obey without asking questions.
Yep. Yeah. Look what happened in Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Somebody just brought up the last time we had this, we heard Angela got fined yesterday for being at the rally and supposedly organizing it, and we can blame the media for that, who we don't really trust, and they're here, and they're not our friends. So don't be surprised if you have the RCMP knock on your door a month later, because that's where we're at. But don't pay them. Anybody that gets a fine, go to Rebel News. They're taking on massive cases. Do not pay those fines. Overwhelm the government with all this stuff if you ever get a fine. And talk to anybody that's involved here, and we'll help you however we can.